it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. John Underhill is with us from Burren Vets. John, good morning to you. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, as I said, for joining us. Happy New Year. Kind of an opportune way to start our conversation because you're telling us about the New Year's resolution. That animal owner.
Yes. It's the time of year when I suppose everybody's sort of thinking of the New Year ahead, what they can sort of... We're all onto diets now and going to the gym, you know, that sort of thing, but not. Sort of from a veterinary point of view, or if you're a pet owner or you're a large animal farmer owner, then there, I suppose there are things that you can kind of sort of start the year off and kind of get them right from now on and sort of say, well, look, you know, something, am I ignoring something here? Or could I do something better? Microchipping came in a few years ago. It's a legal requirement now, but there's an awful lot of dogs out there that just aren't microchipped. And I suppose it's the sort of thing you can get right if your dog is taken or your dog is lost or wanders. It can at least be brought back to you if there's a means of identifying who owns it.
And it's the majority of dogs that aren't microchipped, I understand, still.
Yes, and it's one of those things that's easy. It's a one-off cost, the lifetime of your pet. And it's, you know, you can't beat it. I mean,
what is that cost, roughly?
Well, it depends on who's doing. Well, you know, somewhere between 25 and 40 euros, that type of mark. You know, depends. We do it with vaccinations, and we would sort of do it at the 25 euro end. But if it's on its own, it's a standout, we'd charge more. So it's one of those things that it's a one-off cost and you can do it and you get it right. As I say, we often do it with vaccinations. That's the other thing. An awful lot of dogs out there that aren't being vaccinated, particularly young dogs that are really susceptible to parvovirus. And we see outbreaks of it every year and we go on about it every year. And yet, we still see more cases. So, you know, if there's a question mark over the vaccination of your pet, be it a cat for cat flu, and we see cat flu all the time, or your dog with parvovirus, particularly leptospirosis as well, then get that sorted. Because it does raise its ugly head now and again, and we do see outbreaks of it every year. I'm just saying it from now in January, and I know we'll be talking about it down next month because there'll be an outbreak, and we'll be talking about it again.
What else?
Worming your pet. You know, people, you know, should be worming their adults three or four times a year, be it a dog or a cat, particularly if you've got children. You know, because there's a human health aspect to it as well, and you know, the dogs do an awful lot better. There's, you know, a lot of scaremongering over lungworm in dogs. It's probably overplayed in some respects, but we do see it, and it is detrimental if you get it. Can be detrimental, but dogs will pick up worms all the time, and when you worm them you really see a difference, particularly if they have them. You don't always see them in the stools, but when you worm them the coat improves no end. And it's a small cost, makes a massive difference. You can suddenly get instead of a dry lackluster coat, coat becomes lovely and shiny and looks healthy. So that's one of the things. Have a look in your pet's mouth. Saw a pet this morning with pretty advanced dental disease. So have a look, particularly if you've got a pet that's coming up to you every day, licking you and sort of breathing to you, and you've got a smelly breath, have a look in its mouth. May need a dental, you know, teeth. Get its teeth sorted out. It's another thing to have a look at. Above all, exercise and get the diet right. You're seeing more and more obesity in your pets.
Good for you and good for the dog.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we're all out now thinking, oh, New Year's resolution, operation, transformation, whatever it is. Yeah, get out there and bring Spot or Fido for a walk as well.
Indeed. I know you got a few for farmers as well,
yeah,
for kind of larger animals.
Just coming into calving period again, even though we have calving all year round, I suppose, in suckler herds, but it's coming into that time of year. You know, if you don't have a calving gate, think about investing one. It's really, really, I mean, there's been a big push now with the IFA on safety on farms.
And rightly so, the figure's very high again last year.
Figures are appalling. So it's a really good time to sort of think, well, you know, have you secure facilities with good lighting, because all cows are going to calve at night, with good lighting, perhaps a camera, you know, that you can keep an eye on a cow calving from a distance and not disturb her and let her get her on about her business. And these are, you know, becoming cheaper and cheaper again and again.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need good lighting in a pen that has suitable bedding, that's suitably sized with a calving crate or a calving gate that allows you to corral the cow and keep her in a fixed position while she's been examined or checked to see the calf coming properly. It's vital, particularly with sucklers. And even the quietest of animals during birth process, well, their demeanour will change and they can become quite violent and very dangerous. And there's injuries every year with these freshly calved cows. So you need the facilities nowadays, and particularly help is lacking, you know, and farmers aren't getting any younger.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's a thing to think about.
Yeah.
You know, have you got a red lamp if the calf is unwell? An infrared
lamp. This is the heat.
As a heat source. It's very useful, small cost. Have you got a store or a stash of electrolytes that you can give to that calf if it's got diarrhoea or scour? You know, it's very useful. And they're small little things that are handy to have on a standby late at night.
And these
what
are,
can I do?
These are investments, you know.
Absolutely.
If a calf is born in need of that lamp or those electrolytes, they'll pay for themselves.
You'll use them. They're not going to be sitting idle. You know, there's no calving gate sits idle. I used one this morning, for instance, on a farm, and it wasn't a calving. It was just a corral, you know, just to get a car.
Just to
inject her, you know. So, handy facility, always useful, and it's safe.
Mm.
And if you're operating on your own or you do, or even to do a cesarean section if the vet has to come, you know, you can't have a cow sort of loose inside in a pen, you're trying to operate on it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a time to get it right. And you know, you've got time now to do it before the spring sort of hits us in sort of March and April.
Some notes there for you all worth following from John Underhill. Before I let you go, John, Sue is in touch. She describes herself as a worried cat owner. Mm-hmm. She's wondering, is there medication that can be bought over the counter for a cat who has worms and scour?
There is, yeah. You can get it either from supermarkets or pet shops or from your vets. And they are available over the counter for sure, yeah.
Okay. Anything in particular you'd recommend?
Well, Panicure is available over the counter. As it's an LM category, so that would be available in co-ops, pharmacists, vets, and supermarkets, I think.
Mm.
So there actually is one that isn't an LM category. It's available in supermarkets because I've seen it.
Okay, so there's different options out there.
Yeah, there are one with fenbendazole would be useful there, you know.
Okay. And is over-the-counter sufficient for worms and scour? Probably would be.
No, it would be. I mean, it's not that we're assuming, you know, it may be worms, serious.
It
may be another parasite, like Giardia, for instance, causes diarrhea in cats. It's quite common and would respond to fenbendazole treatment over 3 to 5 days orally. It's available over-the-counter. You know, if they're worried about it and the cat's unwell, have them get it checked out.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully that's of use to you, Sue, and I hope your cat gets better as well. John Underhill from Burn Vets, as always, thank you very much for joining
us
this morning.
Thank you.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your city break. Depart hassle-free to Manchester, Edinburgh, London and more. Connecting you to the world. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.